This goes to Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Levand, L-E-V-A-N-D, like David, and like November, P like practice, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, middle initial D, like David, Emmons, E-M-M, like Mary, O, N, like November, S. Date of birth is 12/20/1950. Dear Miss Levand, this is a consultation for Mr. Emmons, who was referred for elevated creatinine levels and worsening proteinuria. He is a 74-year-old male patient with a long history of hypertension and type 2 diabetes. He does suffer from significant pain in knees, also some numbness and pain in both hands that occurs mostly at night. And he's very stiff with moving, secondary to a lot of pain. Currently, he denies any headaches or dizziness, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no history of coronary artery disease or myocardial infarctions, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and that improved significantly after he started Mounjaro about 5 months ago and then lost 20 pounds total. And he is very pleased with that, and hemoglobin A1C has also improved and is currently 7.0 most recently. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, obesity, edema of the lower extremities, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. He's had kidney stone episodes twice, but is not sure if he ever passed those stones. He was given morphine, and then the pain resolved, and osteoarthritis, especially of the knees. Past surgical history, he had a right knee surgery and also tonsils and adenoids removed as a child. Social history, he has never smoked cigarettes. He occasionally consumes alcohol, but denies illicit drug use. He's married, lives with his wife. He is a retired dairy farmer. Family history is significant for arthritis. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Mounjaro is 5 milligram weekly. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, 20 milligram at bedtime. Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide is 20/25, one tablet twice a day. Amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, vitamin C, 1,000 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, zinc every other day. Tylenol is used when he needs it for pain, and he avoids all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 69 inches, weight 248 pounds. Pulse is 90, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 146 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no masses or pulsatile areas, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, he has one plus edema, left lower extremity and halfway to the from the ankle up to the knee, and right lower extremity a trace to one plus edema in the same area. Decreased sensation in both feet to sharp sensation, pedal pulses 2+, no ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done 8/6/2025. creatinine is 1.25, which is greater than 60, but he has had previously higher levels, 4.28/25, creatinine 1.3, GFR 58, 4.8/25, creatinine 1.3, GFR 58, 1.22/25, creatinine 1.31, GFR 57, 10.8/24, creatinine 1.39, GFR 54, 7.16/24, creatinine 1.32, and GFR 57. Other labs on 8.6/25, his microalbumin to creatinine ratio is in the microscopic range at 160. In his calcium is 9.6, sodium 139, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 4.2, liver enzymes are normal, PSA level 3.83. We do have a kidney ultrasound that was done 8/8/19/25, right kidney 11.1 centimeters and the left kidney 11.5 centimeters. He had a non-obstructing right, a mid-right renal calculus was present, and also a left inferior left renal cortical calcification measuring 8 by 5 by 7 millimeters. And there was a complex nodule involving the inferior margins of the left renal cortex, requiring MRI for further evaluation. And his post-void urinary bladder volume was 96.8. The bladder MRI was done 8/29/25. That did reveal a couple of cortical renal cysts in the right mid-cortex as well as the inferior left lateral renal cortex. There was no hydronephrosis and no discrete or suspicious enhancing mass was found. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with fluctuating creatinine levels, usually stage 3A chronic kidney disease range, with microalbuminuria and hypertension. He is on the maximum dose of lisinopril currently, which he should continue. If he needs further kidney protection sometime in the future, we may consider using Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, or Jardiance, or possibly Kerendia, K-A-R-E-N-D-I-A, for kidney protection. But currently, those are not necessary at this point with the microalbuminuria. We do agree that Mounjaro is an excellent drug to use for his diabetes, and it has improved his diabetic control. If it's becoming less effective or not allowing him to lose more weight, it certainly could be titrated up slowly. And the patient will be reviewing that with you as needed. And we've asked him to repeat our labs now, including a urinalysis and an intact parathyroid hormone level, then every 3 months thereafter. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.